April 1st is Census Day. That means it's usually where you live on April 1st that you give as your address when you fill out the census. But the coronavirus means Penn State students who would usually be in State College are spread far and wide. WPSU's Emily Reddy reports Penn State and the U.S. Census still want students counted at their school address.
Penn State considers the census very important. That's because communities get about $2,000 per year worth of federal funds for each person who fills it out. Sharima Young is the Director of Local Government and Community Relations for Penn State. She says even though students might be quarantined at home, they need to be counted at the school address where they usually live most of the year.
They utilize the services that we have here, our hospitals, our roads, our public transportation. And so we need them to be counted here because they're utilizing those services. And the dollars that we get for census will matter for the next couple of years.
For the next 10 years, to be exact. Since the census is only done once a decade, students counted now represent those using services in State College for years to come. Mike Steffen is the Director of State Relations for Penn State.
If they're graduating this year, they're basically making sure that there will be public services and utilities available to the students that come after them.
The census backs up what Penn State officials are saying with a video on its website. It makes it clear that students who are home because of coronavirus, even seniors who might never return to State College, should still submit using their school address.
Here's the official guidance. Students that normally live at school should be counted at school, even if you are temporarily living somewhere else due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
To reach students who are now home, the university has been sending out emails to students and parents, and they're placing targeted ads on social media. Steffen says outreach efforts are important because students are always a hard-to-count population.
Primarily because they may not understand the importance of it, they may think their parents are doing it, and then there are situations where you have a lot of students living at one address, right? So when the census is being completed, if just one person fills out the census for an address, even though 50, 60 people could live there, that will show up on the census as an address that's completed the census. So it's not really a true count then.
Penn State has done trainings with fraternity leaders on how to fill out the census for everyone in the house. Young says they're also targeting international students who might not think they should do the census.
So even though you may not be a citizen of the United States, you still should be counted in census. Once again, they still utilize the services that we have here in Center County.
And Steffen wants students to know that for the first time, they don't need the physical mailings to complete the census.
So this is new, this census, that you can fill out the census online. So that actually, during the time that we're going through right now with coronavirus, is actually really helpful, right? I mean, because otherwise there could be postcards just sitting at an empty apartment here in State College.
Young says the Department of Education makes it a little easier to count students. They let Penn State submit census data for those who live in dorms. That includes 14,000 students on the University Park campus.
So our focus will really be the students that live off campus.
Steffen and Young aren't the only ones working to get students counted. They're part of the Center County Complete Count Committee, which also includes nearby municipalities.
We really count on those federal dollars and that information, that data from the census.
Douglas Shantz with the State College Borough says they had planned to have information booths with iPads so students could fill out the census then and there. Now he's worried about all the federal funds the borough will lose out on for each person missed.
A couple thousand dollars can help a lot with affordable housing, help with transportation and infrastructure improvements, street lights, which are a safety concern. And so, you know, if we miss a couple hundred people or a couple thousand people or even tens of thousands of people, that has a huge, huge, huge impact on us to be able to deliver the services that we usually deliver.
Sean says students are always undercounted. And he thinks with students being gone, this census count will be down from the one 10 years ago.
It'd be my prediction that we're going to see a significant drop off in count this year, but I guess time will tell.
According to the census, about a third of U.S. households have responded so far. In the State College borough, only a quarter of households have responded. The census would normally be sending workers to the doors of those who haven't filled it out by now. But field operations are currently suspended until April 15th because of the coronavirus. Whether or not you're a student, you can do your part and make sure no one comes to your door by filling out the census now at 2020census.gov. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.